Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable and to our program this morning. It's been, three, 4 weeks since we've talked about craft and local beer here on the Roundtable. So let's fix that now and mix it with talking about another thing that we love deeply on this program, and that is theater. Tomorrow from 4 to 8, the Queensbury Hotel will host the Glens Falls Brewfest, a local beer event with proceeds going to support the Adirondack Theater Festival and the Feeder Canal Alliance. Here to tell us more are Heather Carroll, Managing Director of the Adirondack Theater Festival, and Bill Mason, one of the organizers for the Glens Falls Brewfest. And it's always a pleasure to have you all here to talk about this very cool event. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Joe.
A delight. So let us first begin with you, Bill, of how this came together, because I know the festival's history has now been pretty long. It's been going on for...
We're in our sixth year now.
That's great.
And
a mission of this has always been to help...
These two charities, actually,
yes.
The Adirondack Theater Festival and the Feeder Canal Alliance. We don't have the executive director from the Feeder Canal with us here today, but that is one of
They're
our other
working.
Great...
Well, not that you're not, Heather.
Right.
Yes.
But anyway, it started out originally, three guys got together for a beer in Davidson's Brew Pub in Glens Falls.
Yes, where all good things happen.
And we wanted to buy tickets to the North Country Microbrew Festival, which had been taking place for a couple of years.
Yep.
And it wasn't going to be held that year. So after another beer or two, the three of us decided we could do this. And by the time we left that night, we were going to run a brew fest. 4 months later, the first Glens Falls Brewfest took place, and we gave about $20,000 to these two charities, split between them. So, and we've done the same thing every year since.
So, as far as you're concerned, Heather, I mean, this can only be good news as having people come in and to support what you do,
yeah.
And also to learn what you do.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're, just really grateful to be the beneficiaries of, the Brewfest. It's a great, great event, and glad to share that with the Feeder Canal Alliance.
When it comes to these two groups, how were they chosen?
Well, the three of us, John Cordes, Chris Reed, and I were the three original organizers. We each have a connection to these groups. Chris and I are on the board of the Feeder Canal Alliance. John and Chris's wives were both on the board of the theater festival, and we've all always had a love for both groups and understand their needs, so it just kind of became natural. We thought we'd keep it open and maybe have some other groups apply, but it's worked out, we've become pretty stable with this, and now they kind of count on this money every year. This is our sixth year, and they need it. So it's their money at this point.
Yeah, the first year it comes as a windfall of, oh, wow, we weren't expecting that. And now it's like, all right, pony up.
Right.
All right,
yeah.
Get them in here. So give us an idea, Bill, of how the festival runs.
Well, it grows.
ask the person who is pretending like he's never been there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I've seen you.
Yeah, once or twice.
Every year it grows a little bit. This year we have over 80 brewers that will be attending, and each one of them will be giving at least two, if not three, different kinds of beer from whatever they want to promote that day.
Now that's insane.
Yes.
I mean, and two reasons of why that's insane. First of all, that's a lot of brewers in one place, a lot of beer fans in one place. However, just that we have that kind of beer draw in the sense of that you can bring all of these breweries, there's that much going on in this area to bring them together in one place is incredible and great.
It really is. And the Post Star had a really nice article on it just yesterday about how you could focus on IPAs or you could focus two different ways on local breweries, which I thought that was really kind of clever because with 80 different breweries, 160 offerings, you can't possibly have them all, and I don't think you should try.
Right. No, and that's not the way it works. It goes in to give you a different, you know, you have your tickets and you give a ticket and it's you know, regulated a little bit and then you go off and do your thing.
That's right.
And explore.
And we have all of the local ones that we normally have, like Davidson's and Adirondack and Cooper's Cave, which we're very proud of. This year we've added a bunch of other local new ones, Common Roots, Mean Max, and Argyle, which are brand new breweries, and they're good beer.
Oh, they're great. Yeah. Common Roots is in South Glens Falls. They have have some amazing amazing beers. Oh. One is the Farmhouse. Have you had that yet? Oh my God.
I was in there.
Heather, we have to. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah, you got to try it. It's really
I was bragging
great.
To her about their session beer is fabulous.
Amazing.
If they bring that, please try it. It's delicious.
Now, and I'm a huge fan of the Argyle Brewing Company because it's in my hometown.
Yep.
This is a real conundrum for them because tomorrow is their 1-year anniversary. And so they had this thing, well, do we go to the festival or do we have a big party for our 1-year anniversary? Well, they're doing both.
Good decision.
Always a good idea, right?
So I find myself going to the brewery first and celebrating the 1-year anniversary and then going to the festival, where they will be as well. So that'll be fun.
Nope. It's all a good thing.
Yeah, it is all a good thing. And what does it say, do you think? I've heard this, and Bill, I'll just let you speak to this for a second, and that is, and I've talked about this on the show before, where so many people have, we've had many beer writers on this program who write nationwide about beer and about craft beer, and say that when you look at the Northeast, we really have one of the greatest beer cultures, not only in the country, but in the world.
I wouldn't disagree with that, and it seems to be growing every year. This is incredible, the new ads that we've got this year. I don't know how people survived 30 years ago when we didn't have all these delicious beers out there, because this is just plain fun.
I don't know what beers Matt and Chris are bringing from Argyle, but I'm telling you, if it's either any of them are great, they're all good.
Yep.
But if they bring either the alt beer or the oatmeal stout or the coffee porter, oh my God.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
But anyway,
they're
all
great. Recommendation.
Yeah, they're all fantastic. Okay, so let's skip ahead 48 hours. You get the money. You have it in your hands. Now, what do you do with it, Heather? How do we make, because the Adirondack Theater Festival is very busy. You have a new director.
We do.
You have, new artistic blood in the mix, and you have a great season and a lot of cool things coming up.
Absolutely, yeah. We're gearing up for our summer season. So that money will be put to good use. Our ticket sales at ATF cover about 50% of our production costs. So we have to make up the difference in other ways. So the money from Brewfest makes a big difference.
Just so people know, in downtown Glens Falls, the Adirondack Theater Festival is in an old Woolworths building, and you are right across the street from Davidson Brothers.
We are, that's right.
And it is it's a wonderful place. The festival runs, what are your dates of your festival?
This year we're opening on June 23rd, and we run through August 7th. So we have quite a bit packed into, you know, a 6 or 7 week season.
And what are some of the highlights this year?
Some of the highlights. Well, we open on June 23rd with the world's greatest new comedy, Kalamazoo. Which is a story of two 70-year-old widowers who meet online dating. And it's just laugh-out-loud funny, beautiful, touching story. It's really a great, great show. So we open on June 23rd with Kalamazoo. That's one of four main stage shows. Right. We also have a show called The Uncivil War, which is a bluegrass musical comedy. That opens on July 9th. It's the story of the Civil War as it really happened, and stars J. Robert Spencer, who's a Tony-nominated actor. People may know him from, he's one of the original Jersey Boys and starred in Next to Normal, so great veteran Broadway actor. We're happy
Very
to
cool stuff.
Yeah, happy, have him up in Glens Falls for the summer. So those are, you know, two of four main stage shows. We also have a cabaret series, as well as a brand new children's program, which we're really excited about, called the PB&J Cafe. And that will be a dinner theater for kids. So we're, try to bring in a younger, new audience, get them introduced to what we do at ATF.
That sounds so fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we also each year we do a new play reading. The show we're featuring this year is called The Banana Tree. And it's a new play reading and post-show discussion. And The Banana Tree is written by Dan Castellaneta and Deb LaCosta, who are
Simpsons fame.
Yeah, of Simpsons fame. Yeah, longtime writers on The Simpsons. And, you know, a lot of folks know Dan also as the voice of Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
So they will be up in Glens Falls for the Banana Tree, and we're looking forward to having them.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it's a great season. We got a lot planned, and subscriptions are on sale now.
You can find out more atfestival.org, atfestival.org, and we'll have you all back as we get closer to the festival to talk specifically. But just give people an idea of what's coming up and the season. And of course, get the subscriptions now
because
you can start planning your summer. But in the meantime, we'll plan our weekend, which includes the Glens Falls Brewfest 4 to 8, and you're at the Queensbury Hotel. And when I say you take over that place. Man, you take over that place.
When I say we've grown every year, at this point, we take the entire first floor. Yes.
Yeah, you're with the exception of the pool area, which just doesn't seem like a good match anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. We're trying to figure out how to work the pool in.
Well, the planking over it, I think, just to protect people, but sure. It's a great event. Congratulations to you and the other folks for putting all this together and the great work you do, and of course to the Feeder Alliance as well.
Thank you.
You can find out more by going to glensfallsbrewfest.com, and tickets are available there, and it's or you can go to the door and get them. But if
40 in advance, 45 at the door.
There you go. Simple as that. And really great time, great stuff, and it's such a beautiful festival when you put it together really nicely. So
thank you.
Congratulations
very much,
and have a great great time. We'll see you up there tomorrow. Heather, best of luck. Have a great season.
Thank you so much.
Hope you have a very successful time tomorrow as well. Again, you can find out more at glensfallsbrewfest.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.